once again looking back through the files of the Bunyip, and this time it's for Wednesday the 29th of October 2025.
I know.
We're looking down the barrel of Christmas and another yes. year done. I'm your reader along with Jeanette. Hello, Jeanette.
Okay.
And once again, we're in, as always, the lower ground floor of the Gawler Civic Centre in the Cultural Heritage Research Centre. So it's very nice to be able to use that and acknowledge yes. the council for allowing us
yes.
to be here.
Yes.
And in the background, we have a volunteer, Julie. Hello, Julie.
Hello.
Hello.
And she's quietly working away at recording part of the enormous collection of resources that the council yes. has, or the library has. Anyway, I'll start with 150 years ago, Humbug Scrub. Things in this neighbourhood are, I'm glad to say, progressing. The Try Again is likely to resume work, also the Hamlin. And it is a wonder to many that the latter property has remained idle so long, as it is the general opinion that rich reefs run through it, in so much as gold has been found on the surface in close proximity with the reeds running through the property. Yes. Gold mining. We're never far from the gold, are we? That would have been the 1870s.
Yes, yes.
And people still find gold. It's still out there. But yes. as my great uncle used to say, there's a lot of dirt in between it.
I wonder if that should be leads, not reeds there.
Reefs.
Or reefs. Yeah, reefs. It is. Reefs, yes. Another typo.
Yeah, well, anyway.
Yeah. yeah. There's a lovely spot, Humbug Scrub. Friends of Patrick's live out there.
Oh, lovely, yeah. yeah. yeah.
They nearly lost their home during the fires.
Yeah.
The, what were those? The, weren't Humbug Scrub fires. But
Sampson Flat.
Sampson yeah. Flat fire, that's the yeah. one, yeah. The fire literally, they had a, I think they managed
to save
break,
the houses. A fire break,
did they? No, but it literally burnt around the bottom base of the hill. Wow. Their water tanks exploded.
Wow. The water tank.
Yeah, the water tank exploded.
Was it plastic or steel?
It was probably plastic, I imagine.
Yeah, they don't do well in fires.
No.
They just melt, literally.
Yes, yeah. Anyway, I'll move on to 100 years ago. The Charity Carnival. Great oaks from little acorns grow is typified in the success attained by the Charity Carnival at Gawler on Saturday last, which was a magnificent effort, and from which £502 gross has been received, with more amounts still to come in. The carnival has its origin in a motion tabled before the Gawler Football Association by Mr. N. A. Broderick, Central Club Delegate, and taken up wholeheartedly by the representatives of other clubs.
Hmm.
I wonder if that evolved into the Saturday morning fair, the Apex
yeah,
Fair, because around
yeah.
the same time, and that is probably similar.
Although 100 years ago, Apex wasn't around then, but it might have evolved.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. as you say.
Mm.
Oh, people always love an excuse to get together, don't they?
They do.
50 years ago, milestone in business for family. A well-known painting, decorating and signwriting business this week celebrated 21 years in the Barossa Valley Gawler area. The registered business of Harry the Painter was started in 1954 by Mr. Harry Olschlager and his wife Ellen in Angaston. Well, that was 50 years ago. Anyway, I'm not even going to try and do the maths on that.
It doesn't sound right to me.
1954, well, that must be 75 years ago, almost.
21, 54, yes, 75, that's right, yeah. 21 years in business, so.
Oh, yes. Duh. Yes, of course, 21 years in business, milestone, yes. 50 years ago.
You were thinking
that, I was thinking, yes. yeah, okay.
Me too, yes. I was thinking they were saying they'd been in business for 50 years in 54. That's
but no,
was confusing
21
me.
Years, so that's yes. 75, so now it's yes. 50 years ago since they celebrated yeah. 21 years. Yep.
Yep.
I get that now. I'm getting confused.
No, I was too. yeah. Oh, well, never mind. 25 years ago, cheeky times at local picnic. Okay, seen the picture. The Lions Club of Gawler once again hosted the local care and share group's annual picnic at Sandy Creek Oval recently. 96 elderly people were catered for with humorous entertainment provided by some Lions members and the Time Step Tappers. Soloist Ross Williams also enthralled the gathering. And there's a photo of someone with a rather revealing pair of shorts on. And no name is given to this photo, I note. We did not get to see the face of the individual.
I vaguely remember shorts. It happening, so yes, it was quite risque. It would still be risque even now.
Oh, yes, yes. Think about yes. it. Yeah, definitely.
Oh, it's all in good fun, isn't it? Got to have a laugh.
Yeah.
Yes, so.
It was probably one of the most risque photos ever published in the bundle.
Yeah. Yes, well, anyway. It's a bare bottom with fishnet stocking over it, and he's obviously wearing some kind of G-string. Yes, anyway, 10 years ago, Gawler's Instant. Gawler's Town Hall and Institute will be linked by a striking multi-storey central staircase, according to the exciting Plans Gawler Connect Project First Design Plans. The project's schematic design report, which was released to council last night, shows a basement, ground floor, and two upper stories linked together by staircases, ramps, and a lift, with voids throughout the design to create an open shopping mall style feel to the buildings. And yes, they've delivered on that.
Yes. We're here as a result of that.
Which they call the basement, which yes. the staff apparently don't like the name basement. No. They prefer lower ground floor, which is why I have to sometimes almost correct myself when I go, oh, no, it's not the basement, it is the lower ground floor. But no, the building does function quite beautifully.
Yes.
My only disappointment is the, and this is a personal preference, is the actual hall where they got rid of the stage and they've turned that into a council chamber.
Yes, yeah.
And, okay, I understand why they did it, but I feel disappointed that the stage is gone. Because it was actually a really great stage. Mm. But that's it for this week, Jeanette.
Until next week.
And then, everyone, please stay safe and enjoy the last couple of days of
October.
Well, enjoy November as we hurtle towards
Christmas.
Yes.
Indeed. Thank you. Bye.
For old life's sake.